This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. Today, it's a grassy area, well shaded from the Florida sun by trees near the airport in Fort Pierce. But that is about to change.
Sure. Turn over. One, two, three. Woo!
During the next 2 years, this will become a hospitality park for missionaries and volunteers working with Missionary Flights International, headquartered nearby.
For 54 years of Missionary Flights life, we never had a property like this.
Larry Campbell is the organization's vice president.
We supply air support to missions in Haiti, Dominican Republic, and throughout the Bahamas. And that means we supply passenger service for missionaries or work teams. We supply a way to get their mail and packages. We also have a parking lot. We can store long-term parking for missionaries as they're on the field. We have a purchasing department where if they can't find it on eBay or find it on Amazon, we can buy it here and send it down to them on the next flight.
In a disaster such as last year's Hurricane Maria, Missionary Flights International's president, Joe Karabench, says they extend their outreach.
Our hangar usually turns into a warehouse. The planes go outside and just all sorts of supplies come in, and we end up boxing and organizing and shipping them out. This last year when we helped with Hurricane Maria through Puerto Rico, we ended up shipping many things by boat because we couldn't keep up with the load with the airplanes. And so that just all gets packed up when we get containers dropped off here and everything gets loaded. But we need help when that happens.
That help will eventually be able to stay at the hospitality park. By the end of the year, they expect to have 12 slots ready where RVs can park. A hospitality center is expected to be completed in about 2 years, and then 6 two-bedroom cottages. Karabench says in addition to providing a place for missionaries to stay, it'll be a place they can organize before they leave to make plans and get briefings on what they'll be doing when they reach their destination.
Most of our passengers would be people going on short-term mission trips, ones going for a week or two that are going to go work in a school or an orphanage, a hospital, a clinic, or a church, or teaching vacation Bible school, or doctors going over to do eye surgeries or different things like that. And so they need a place to stay before they get on our flight when they come to Florida. Many of them will travel in groups, in vans from, you know, the Carolinas or wherever, and they need a place to stay because we take off very early. They check in at 6 o'clock in the morning, and they can just, walk around the corner to our hangar facility after spending the night here.
The hospitality park will be a place where missionaries can return to the United States for a break or to receive any needed medical care. Here, they'll find a relaxing place to do just that.
Yes, and beautiful and tropical.
Angela Speck is a Vero Beach interior designer who helped with the plans.
So when they come here, first I want them to feel at home, as well as to get a sense of what the island will be like when they go there. So it's an introduction to Jamaica, to the Bahamas. It's an introduction to their culture and their colors, and I want to bring in also art.
For returning missionaries and volunteers, the hospitality park will then be a place to wind down and review how everything worked during the trip. You can find out more about the hospitality park and about Missionary Flights International. We'll have a link on our website, wqcs.org. I'm Jill Roberts, 88.9 FM.